Bible Girl podcast. I'm Jessica Robinson, and I've gathered my Bible, my journal, some study tools, and highlighters in every color for study time. From the practical to the inspirational, I pray that these podcasts give you the tools and motivation to be a Bible girl too.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, whatever time of day you're listening to this podcast. I'm so glad to have you join me. We're starting a new series, something that I'm really excited about, something that'll be a little different as far as format is concerned, but I think you're going to enjoy it, and I've already had a lot of fun working on it. For the next at least 7 episodes, possibly as many as 10, we are doing a series that I've called Daily Grace, and I really want to focus on beginning and ending your day with God and having those moments where you can get your day started the right way and then end your day reflecting and focusing on what God has done for you and how that day went. And I think that it's important to remember that God is with us all throughout our day, and it would be good for us to train ourselves to think of Him as being with us and to communicate with Him throughout the day, but having those times set aside morning and evening to begin and end your day, focusing on God and spending time with Him, I think are going to be very beneficial spiritual practices. And so we're going to talk about a kind of how that works and some things that you would do, as well as give you some tips along the way and lots of printables and downloads that will help you. Basically, this is going to be kind of an overview, a bird's eye view of quiet time and spending time with God. And we're going to break it down for you and do it in small little chunks. These podcast episodes, I hope, are going to be around 15 minutes. I would like to keep them reasonably short so that you can jump in and listen to the part you need to and then get right to work doing it for yourself. Also, I think this would be a nice overview for those who have just joined the podcast and are just starting to listen. You might not want to go back through 75 episodes, which, you know, this is episode 76. If you start here with the Daily Grace series, you're going to get kind of a condensed version of a lot of the things that I've been teaching and stressing about Bible study, spending time with God. And we're going to do it in a format of things that you can do in the morning and things that you can do in the evening, and that will certainly depend upon your life and your situation in life and how much time that you have. We are going to give you weekly assignments each week. I'm going to give you something to kind of get started on the process for yourself. You'll be working on assembling your own grace book, which we're going to talk about here next, and you will be able to start filling it with resources to help you in your mornings and your evenings with God. There will be free downloads every week to go along with every podcast in the series. I'm doing them in 2 sizes. I'm doing them in letter size and A5. And then also they will be in 2 different designs. There'll be a polka dot brightly colored design for those who have colored printers and would like to print in color. And then I'll have a black and white pages, kind of a grayscale quatrefoil design that you can use for those of you who would like a cheaper alternative. Remember, of course, that when it comes to a lot of the things, you can just use your own paper and design your own. The things that I'm giving to you are just optional. They're extras to kind of get you started. I find that for me, when I'm learning something new or I'm starting a new discipline, it's easy to use resources that are already made so that I can jump right into the execution of them. But then later I start tweaking things and making my own work for me. So wherever you are on that journey, you can certainly download these if you would like to as help. Some of them will be forms that you can put in your Gracebook and you can use to fill in each day different Bible study forms or prayer forms or things like that. Others will be study helps. Maybe we'll probably have a reading plan or two and some things like that so that you can have those on hand as a resource. So there will be several different kinds of downloads. Some of them will just be pretty and artistic and good reminders for us, and others will be incredibly functional. You'll be able to print as many copies as you need, then use them every day. I'm also going to have some quick videos that I will be doing through my Instagram, as well as posting some of those things in the Bible Girl Facebook group. I don't anticipate these to be long. These are not going to be hour-long videos about anything. These will be very quick little glimpses at what I'm currently doing, which I find really helps people to be able to see how someone else is using it. If you're a member of our Facebook group, I would encourage you to start posting your pictures as you begin to build your Gracebook or as you use some of the printables in a certain way so that people can see. I know that many find it helpful just to see the different ways you can use it. And there are ways that you will use it and things that you will create and do that will be very different from my own. I wanted to kind of kickstart this by having a little discussion about, I think, the most important word to remember when it comes to something like spiritual disciplines, and that word is grace. I named our little quiet time book that we're working on, I named it a grace book, and I named it that for a very specific reason. And that is because it is only, first of all, by the grace of God that we have a relationship with Him. He has chosen us. He has called us. He, as we become His follower, as we become His child, He wants to spend time with us. He wants us to hear and listen for His voice and to obey Him. And He wants us to tell Him the things that are we're struggling with, the things we're confused about, where our hurts and our pain is. He wants to hear all of those things from us, as well as He wants to give us direction and guidance and wisdom and provision through our time with Him. And so all of this is at His request, His invitation. He offers these things to us, and it is only by His grace that we have the opportunity to come to Him in this relationship. Matthew Henry describes grace as the free, undeserved goodness and favor of God to mankind. He has reached out to us in His goodness and given His favor to us. And as a result, we can come boldly to Him and we can enter into fellowship with Him. And so the first thing to keep in mind when we approach spiritual disciplines is to realize that He is the initiator. It is His grace bestowed upon us that gives us the relationship with Him that we can experience during these times. But also, grace is a very important word to use in conjunction with spiritual disciplines, because just as God is lavish with His grace upon us, I believe that we should also offer grace to ourselves. We tend to approach, especially in here in America and in our very production-oriented society where you're only worth what you can produce, I think that it is important to remember that God isn't so much worried about production as He is about building. He doesn't want to produce 1,000 little cookie cutter Christians. He wants to build something in each of us. And as a result, that means that some days there's going to be a little more building going on than others. That means that there is a purpose for what we're doing, and it is not to be able to cross it off the list. Spiritual disciplines are not about getting it right, about doing it every day and being consistent. They're not about achieving something special place with God. They're not about any of these things. They're about connecting with God in the moment. They're about using the tools and resources that God has given us to be able to build our relationship with Him. And that building is often going to be a slow process. It's often going to be an unsteady and uneven process. And we need to give ourselves a lot of grace. Grace says that I can get back up tomorrow and try again. It doesn't hold the condemnation of the past. And so for those of you that have been struggling with this, maybe prayer is something that's difficult for you, or you want to do a Bible study, but you never seem to get through one or finish it. All of these things, I want you to set them aside. I want you to just, for the weeks of this podcast, I just want you to agree that we are going to give ourselves a lot of grace. Every morning as we take out our grace book, and every evening as we slide it back onto the table or the bookshelf and ready for the next morning, I want you to remember that God lavishes His grace upon you and calls you to fellowship with Him.
and that you need to give yourself grace to have good days and bad days. And that we're not trying to achieve something. We're not trying to prove ourselves in any way. But we are accepting the invitation of God in the moment to step away from life and spend time with Him. A few things I want you to remember about grace. First of all, grace is what saves us, but grace is also what sanctifies us. At the moment of your salvation, Jesus claimed you as his own. He made you righteous. His blood gave you right standing before God. And Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 2, if you've been doing the Bible reading, you've been writing some of these verses out this month. Paul tells us in Ephesians 2 that what salvation did for us was by grace alone. That grace is what saved you, and that is it. There was no effort or human ability on your part for your salvation. What happens, though, is often we believe that our sanctification now is our duty. It is our grit, what we can force through or push through. We begin to work on sanctification as if salvation was up to God, but sanctification is up to us. And that is untrue. While we do play a part in sanctification, and that part is simply and clearly obedience, the vast work of sanctification is done internally through the Holy Spirit. And it is by the grace of God that the Spirit is given to us and that we have the will and the power to do what God has called us to do. In fact, in Philippians 2, it tells us that it is God who works in you both to will and to work for His good pleasure. God gives you the desire to do His will, to obey Him, and then He gives you the ability to do it. So it is through His grace that we are sanctified. That maturity that comes from sanctification, confidence in our faith, as our faith grows stronger, as our relationship with God deepens, all of that is through the work of the Holy Spirit. We submit and He works. Your sanctification is not up to you any more than your salvation is up to you. God is working that out in you. Once you choose Him in the act of salvation and you choose to believe Him, then He is free now to work in you for your sanctification. Grace gives us the ability to understand what is in God's Word for us today. It is by God's grace that we can understand the Scriptures and that we can study them. And we, as we pray and ask Him for that ability, His grace takes over. And He gives us His insight through His Spirit so that we can understand what God has for us today. God gives us second chances, fresh starts, and new mornings with an overwhelming abundance of grace. Jeremiah in the book of Lamentations is talking in chapter 3 of Lamentations about how difficult life is and how he's the people and how they've done things that were bad, and that when I think about it, he says he becomes very sad and depressed. But then in verse 21, he says, "But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in Him. The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the soul who seeks Him. It is good that one should quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord." You know, God gives us those fresh starts and new mercies, and He offers to us a fresh chance every single moment. We can take it at any opportunity. It is ours freely. So all of those things about grace are important to remember as we jump into this concept of spending a morning and evening with God and being able to start your day with the hope and the joy that God has given to you, and to be able to end your day with the peace that God offers because we've given Him our day, our time, and our loyalty throughout the day. Your assignment is to start your own grace book, and we're going to be working on this as we go. A few tips for you. First of all, I am giving you printables in letter size and A5 size. If you print the black and white printables, you'll be able to use them with any divider. They'll match any color scheme you use. I know many people make their own dividers, or some people like to just go out, and if you're using both A5 and letter size are available for purchase, you would get letter size at like Staples or Target, someplace like that. If you wanted A5 size, you'd want to go to like a craft store or a scrapbook store that sells planner supplies. Some stationery stores do sell A5, but I would say you're going to have better selection if you go to a craft store like Michael's or Hobby Lobby, as opposed to Staples, where you'll probably have better luck finding letter size there. You'll want to compile either size. For those of you that are using a Happy Planner, Erin Condren Planner, or Inkwell Press Planner and like to keep your Bible study materials in with your planner, or maybe you just use the planner often to do your scripture writing and Bible study things, if you print either the A5 at 113% or the letter size at 83%, it will fit in those planners. So I did not make an additional size. You can just print those at a percentage. I know some of you on Instagram use have the Happy Planner or an Erin Condren to do your scripture writing in. And I'm going to start doing the scripture list in A5 as well. So if you would like to put those into your Happy Planner that you're already writing out your verses, you can just print those, the A5 version, at 113%. So you can decide on your size, A5 or letter size. You can get yourself a notebook to get started, and you can start downloading what I've put up there already. Now, there's two ways to do this. You can go to the podcast page, which is BibleGirlPodcast.com, and along the sidebar, there will be a link to the Gracebook files, and that link will stay the same throughout the entire series, and I will just put new files into that folder each week that you can download. Or you can go to my personal website, which is journalmoxie.com, and click on the Gracebook link along the top, and that will open it up. And there you can see the individual files. Some of them are zip files, like the dividers are a lot of files in there. And some of the individual ones are there. You can all see what they look like and download directly from that page as well. You can use the printables or your own materials to put 5 to 10 dividers in your Gracebook. I'm going to give you 5 or 6 specific sections that we're going to build. And then in the last podcast or two, we'll have some optional things that you can add in. So you may end up with extra tabs. I would encourage you just to kind of plan somewhere between 5 and 10 or so. And you can get those set up. I would not name them. In fact, what I would encourage you to do is as we go, just put little sticky notes on the tabs so that you can keep track of what's in there, because once it's completely finished, you may want to move it around in a different order than we introduced it in. You might decide that there are certain things that you want to do in the morning, so you want to put all those things together and then put your evening tabs kind of one right after the other in the order that you're going to do them. Or you may put them in a different order just than I did, just because it feels more intuitive to you. So if you're going to go ahead and start putting stuff in it as we go, which I encourage you to do, you might want to keep your, just use post-it notes to mark which divider is which until we've compiled the whole book and you're completely finished. And then add in the names of each tab when you get the opportunity, after you kind of have feel like you're confident in the way that you want to lay it out. So all of those printables, there are dividers, there's a verse, and there's a quote. You can print those out. Decide on your binder system, whether you're going to use A5 or letter size. And then I would also ask you to start searching for a verse, a Bible verse about grace. I would encourage you maybe to search through Google, or to use the concordance in the back of your Bible, or ask a friend. I'm going to have on the Facebook page, we're going to give you a chance to put your favorite verses that you find, so that if you haven't found a good one, you can use someone else's. I would encourage you to find a verse about grace. You're going to be using it a little bit later in one of the episodes, and so I'll give you a few weeks to get started on that and start trying to find the one that you'd like to use. So those are your assignments. I would encourage you to work at it when you can, and keep in mind that we'll be doing this over the next at least 7, oh, maybe 10 weeks. So we're going to work on this a little bit at a time so that it isn't overwhelming. If you're not a member of our Facebook group, this would be a great time to join. I will be putting some extra stuff up on there that will help you along the way. And if you follow me on Instagram, you might see some Insta stories about some of the things that I do in my quiet time that will help you. In the next day or so, I'm going to do something on just letting you kind of take a peek at my grace book, which still isn't finished. I'm still tweaking it some. But I'm going to show you some of the things that I do have in there and how we'll be going over all of that shortly. So stop by and check that out on Instagram. I'm at Jessie L. Robinson, and you can follow me, and I would be happy to show you what I have done, and hopefully that will help inspire you. All right, so we will pick back up next week with a little bit of talking about prayer. We're going to start with prayer, and I have some resources that will help you with that. I'm looking forward to digging into that next week. So have a great day, everyone, and we'll see you back at the podcast next time. Thanks for listening. Go to BibleGirlPodcast.com to email me, download show notes, sign up for my newsletter, print the monthly scripture writing lists, and listen to past episodes. Join the Bible Girl Facebook group to get the latest podcast news and to interact with me and other listeners. I'm all over social media as Jessie L. Robinson. That's J-E-S-S-I-L Robinson. I'd love for you to friend or follow me. Join me again for another episode of Bible Girl.